Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Gary Beal, Church of the Jubilee. Pastor.
Shall we bow our heads? Father, I thank you today for the opportunity to come, Lord, today together to meet with the council, Lord, that you would meet the needs of our community. I pray a blessing over every citizen in our community, God, that you would meet their needs. I pray, God, today as families try to deal with the budgets and the housing and all that, God, that, Lord, you would help them prepare a way to meet their needs. I pray, God, today that in this particular meeting that you would bless it, give the council the wisdom from heaven above to know the knowledge of what to do and how to do it, to the business of each for every citizen here today. I pray, God, today for the law enforcement and the first responders, that you would be with them throughout this week, that you would keep your hand upon them as they do their job. And God, I pray a blessing over their household as well. Now, Father, we thank you for this day that you give it to us, Lord. And I pray, God, today continue to bless our community as we worship you together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. This brings us to the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Glenn Erdman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Seated. This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear. Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This now brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of July the 21st, 2025.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of July 21st, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, which we have none tonight. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to the first citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. Is there anyone wishing to address the City Council tonight? Yes, Pastor.
This may be strange to a lot of people here today because you're used to a lot of complaints and people coming up, but I want to address the mayor, the city attorney, city manager, police captain. I've never had an opportunity ever to meet you. Nice to meet you today. And city clerk, we want to say thank you for your service. As we look into our community in times of people looking at this and blaming and doing, I want to say thank you for your service, because I realize you're taking time out. You didn't develop problems. You didn't cause. You're trying to help problems, to fix problems, and you care about the city. So I want to take a moment as we start opening for citizen comments to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all you do for our community. And we just want to say from a pastor and from a lot of the pastoral staff in our community, thank you for your service, because we really greatly appreciate it. We need people of all kinds of people on the council, and I thank you that you came and you're doing the job. And I just pray God's blessing upon you. So I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate those kind words. Thank you. Further comments to the City Council tonight? Seeing none, I'd bring it back to the Council for any comments. Any comments from the Council tonight?
Yes. I have two. So I was at the Shiawassee Health Department today, and they reminded us that there is a back-to-school community health fair, and it's open to everybody from Shiawassee County. No, like, age or income is required to be submitted, but you can get your sports physical for a lot of folks who have kids who are playing sports in the fall. They may need access to that, and immunizations, lots of things that you can get at the health department, but it's Thursday, August 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the health department in Corona. And then one other thing is this Thursday is our last summer concert at the amphitheater. It's the Lansing Concert Band's Big Band, which is going to be a bunch of jazz music. It begins at 7 p.m., and the nonprofits that are hosting that night and sharing their information is Voices for Children and the Shiawassee Family YMCA. And then the Moonlight Market is also happening at the same time, but I encourage everyone to go and enjoy the last concert of the summer.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
For the comments. I'd like to, I don't know if Captain Cherry, you want to do a little promo on this night out, kind of give us what goes on during that night. I know I put you right on the spot there, but I know you're probably a natural, so.
Yeah, tomorrow night from 5 to 7 in the back part of the fire parking lot. It's our attempt to get involved with the community a little more. We have, there's free food, hot dogs. I think McAllister's is donating quite a bit of food as well. Lots of different vendors, stands that pass out information on different programs in the community. I know a lot, like our partners from COSAP will be there.
Is the dunk tank going to be there?
No dunk tank. We did that one time. And
I remember.
It's not been brought back to the planning board there. So, and that's pretty much it. So.
Yeah. Thank you. I think the chief was saying you're going to have X amount of nonprofits there with their tables all set up and giving information out. I think maybe 7 to 11 nonprofits.
Policing Officer Ryan Jenkins working pretty diligently on the roadmap of where everybody will be at. I think there'll be some other police agencies and the fire agencies that will be there.
And you got a balloon. I think you hired a...
We do have a balloon vendor, I believe, now worked out.
Making all the different things, and I think maybe something else, a face painting, and so...
Face painting and cotton candy usually be...
Cotton candy.
Top things.
Things
that everybody seems to enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, so, again, 5 to 7, right behind the public safety building. So if you can make it, be there. A lot of families, a lot of kids, good time. So, other than that, no other announcements from me. Without seeing any further comments from the council, this would bring us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, into which we have two tonight. The first being the notice of pecuniary interest, and I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The notice of pecuniary interest is approved. This brings us to item of business number 2, MML, annual meeting delegates, and I'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The annual Michigan Municipal League Conference is coming up in September. We have more than a couple council members that are attending along with the assistant city manager. Part of what we do is nominate delegates before that meeting to vote on MML-related issues at the conference. So we didn't bring to you any suggested council members. So this is a once-a-year thing where you get to decide who represents City of Owosso at that delegates meeting.
Do you know when that vote, did the vote votes take place? Is that on a Wednesday, Thursday? I didn't look up the agenda.
I can't recall.
Isn't it usually the last day?
Is it the last day?
I feel like the other years it's been like on the last day. It's like...
I can't remember.
It's 4:30 Wednesday, September 17th.
So 4:30 Wednesday.
Definitely the first day then.
First day. Okay. So I'm attending. Emily, you're going.
Rachel's going.
Rachel's going, and Chris is going.
The four of us.
The four of us. Would anybody like to be our delegate for that?
I can. I just wasn't 100% sure what the responsibilities were, other than voting on trustees and legislative principal documents that it said, because that was pretty vague.
Yeah,
that's. But I don't mind doing it.
Okay. I trust you to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I nominate Rachel.
Do I have a second?
Unless Chris wants to do it.
I'll second her.
Yeah, exactly. That's right up your alley.
So,
unless you want to do it, Rob.
No, I would like part of the team to do it. I'm glad Rachel is doing it, and then we're going to have an alternate as well. Do we do this all at once, City Clerk? Can we do that?
Nope.
So, Chris, you want to be the alternate for that?
Sure.
I nominate Chris Owens to be the alternate.
Don't you miss it.
No, support.
Okay, so I have a motion support for Councilwoman Rachel Osmer to be our delegate and Councilman Chris Owens to be our designated person as well. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Tice?
Yes, the MML annual meeting delegates are approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, in which you will be afforded up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, I'll bring it right back to the council for last comments. Seeing none, I'll take it, go right to the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Some highlights I want to hit on from the last month. There's been quite a bit going on. That is clear when you look around the city, especially in the downtown area as far as construction is concerned. So I'll start there. The bridge over the river on Washington Street is expected to be completed in October. They ran about 8 days behind because of weather-related issues, but October is now the target date. Unfortunately, right after the bridge is done, they're going to be closing the intersection of M71 and Washington. And the main reason for that is because MDOT is not only resurfacing the street there, but placing water main underneath. So we'll get through it as quick as we can. That portion of the project is going to go much quicker than rehabilitating the bridge deck. It's taken all of this summer. So we're hoping that we don't have any more interruptions after the bridge is complete to fully reopen that that intersection. And then after that, next year they're going to be doing Water Street. But after it's all done, they should leave us alone for a while. On June 26th, the building official called an emergency meeting. Mayor, you were a part of that, regarding a building in Westtown at 800 West Main Street. This is the Mowinski Financial Building. The owner, Brent Mowinski, requested a structural engineer, what he did was tried to hire a masonry contractor to repair some masonry issues with the building. The masonry contractor told him, you better get a structural engineer in here first. I'm seeing some things that I would like some consulting on. That structural engineer became quite alarmed and contacted us regarding a lien that the building has taken. So that's why Cedar Street is closed, because that's the direction that the building is leaning. Very well, that building could have been leaning like this for quite some time. However, because the building official is now involved, it has become an issue. So we told Mr. Mowinski that if he gets a second opinion, and that second opinion says the building's fine, we'll reopen the street and give him what he needs. Fortunately, that second opinion did not yield those results, so he is looking at either repair or demolition and reconstruction. So I just wanted to touch base on that because I know it came up at a Rotary meeting a couple weeks ago from someone who approached the assistant city manager on why Cedar Street was closed. And with Chipman being closed for a portion of last month, I believe, for the railroad to redo their crossing, it became kind of difficult to get to the other side of town with both of them closed. So that's just an update there. DPW staff and I met with Great Lakes Fusion regarding our Aiken Road brush and leaf pickup site. We will no longer be doing any burning. Eagle had some concerns about that, so I told Brian to pull the plug. We're not going to be doing any more burning. Unfortunately, it is very piled up with material over there. It was quite an active year so far with brush pickup, and we're running out of space. So Great Lakes Fusion approached us, Brian Marks, who I serve on the SEDP board with, and he said, look, I'm renting this tub grinder, but they only allow me to rent it for a month minimum, and I don't have a month's worth of work. So we met out there with Brian to see if we could do a partnership cost share where he uses it for his stuff, and then we bring it over to our site. So we're working on that, and I think we can save some money there, but to be continued. The city's payroll function, which has historically been under HR, at least since Joe Fivas was city manager before Don Crawford, that's now been moved under the finance department, and we've worked in some checks and balances there and kind of spread the workload out because payroll, with recent changes in state and federal legislation, has become a little more complicated and, in my opinion, far too much for one employee to take on with just a single backup. So now we have the finance department and part of the treasury department who have all been cross-trained in payroll administration. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And the assistant city manager will be physically moving her office from where she is now on the finance wing side over to the city manager HR suite. So if you go up looking for Amy, probably after Wednesday, she won't be in her usual place anymore. Let's see. The public safety building project is coming along. USDA is still holding our funds. Typically, they say we need to be done with construction within a year. The good news is this is a direct congressional appropriation from last year, so it really doesn't expire. And we're really getting moving on that. We had a couple walkthroughs with Spicer Group and Veritas Group, who are serving as our owner's rep. And because this is a federal grant, there's a lot more paperwork and red tape to have those funds released on a reimbursement basis. So the good news is that the kitchen area, we were concerned about replacing the range and the hood, which are original to that portion of the building, like 1960s. It could use a good cleaning, but we're told that it all still works. But the cabinetry and the countertop really need some attention. So by shifting our concentration in that kitchen area from the mechanical portions of it besides HVAC to more of the storage and aesthetic, we're able to free up a lot of money and possibly even redo the floors in there too. So the scope is shifting a bit, and I'm going to be talking to USDA to make sure they're up to speed. But Kevin and I, Chief and I, our main goal with that building is to address the HVAC system and the plumbing. That was our main concern, and that includes the garage bay. So we might be reconfiguring in there. We may be able to get rid of our boiler system, because right now it's kind of a mix between electric, forced air, and hot water heat. We want to get away from hot water heat just because of the inspection requirements for boilers and the increased cost of maintaining a system like that. That way we don't have these competing systems possibly fighting each other throughout the summer and winter. So that project is coming along. We're disappointed that we couldn't secure the money at the time to completely rebuild that facility, but this should get us through to a point where congressionally it may be more fertile ground to make that request again in the future. We'll see. What else did I want to hit on? After 102 years, Kerwood Castle now has air conditioning. This is making Denise and her docents very happy, and I can tell you it's really made a difference. I wasn't so sure that one or two wall units would turn the trick, but it really helps, especially when it's 90 degrees. The system can keep up, and aesthetically, it's pleasing. As to say, you don't notice from the outside that that building now has air conditioning, and that was one of our main concerns. Now, the turret does not, and neither does the basement, but the basement stays cool. The first floor now stays cool. The turret, not a lot of people go up there, at least for any extended period of time. You go up there, you look around, and come back down. That way, you won't. We were very concerned about exterior equipment hanging off that turret. So now you can't even see it. The stuff on the ground is just hidden behind the bushes. The contractor did a good job there. I was able to attend Senator Slotkin's Zoom call regarding the Big Beautiful Bill Act. Unfortunately, most of the conversation was regarding the cuts to Medicaid and SNAP benefits, and rightly so, because those seem to be the issues that are not only affecting most people in this country as well as this state, but it's got the highest price tag. So I did submit some questions regarding the state's SRF funding, where we get all of our low-interest loans and loan forgiveness for water and sewer projects, just to make sure that that federal funding for those programs was still being allocated. I didn't get an answer on that, so I'll be contacting the senator, participating in another call that's more municipal-centric, but we'll see. But like I said, most of the 2 hours for that call was spent on changes to Medicaid and SNAP benefits. The walkway under M21 Street Bridge, this was our bit of excitement last week or the week before. MDOT is doing their regular 24-month bridge inspections throughout the state, and the good news is that our bridge is still rated well enough to not require annual inspections, so it means it's in good shape. The bridge deck, at least. The problem is that we had a storm sewer collection pipe that empties out into the river, had some issues, and begun undermining the sidewalk under there. It's better news than I thought, because I had it in my head that was going to be closed for, you know, at least 2, maybe 3 years. That is a very popular crossing and part of our trail, so people don't have to, frankly, jaywalk across M21, because we see that all the time, unfortunately. This is a very popular way to cross M21. We want to be sure that, A, MDOT preserves that ability and doesn't mess up our trail, and, B, that they do it as quickly as possible. So it's good news that it's just a storm pipe. We can fix that. They can fix that. And the good news is that they will be resurfacing the entire sidewalk, which has been needed for many years. It's just been patched with cold patch, and it doesn't look good. And if you've ever ridden a bicycle under there, it can get a little sketchy. So we're happy that MDOT is working with us on that.
So what does the timeline look like then?
I haven't heard yet.
Sooner than 2 to 3 years.
I fought like heck to be involved with their meeting, but they didn't even let the city engineer participate. So Clayton and I will be requesting that they either meet with us or provide us some schedule on a repair. But their internal meeting was, I think, just last week. We're hoping to have some more news soon. The last thing I wanted to touch on was the Lift Station 5 agreement with Owosso Township. This is a sewer lift station, one of our very few in the city that we have, and that's fortunate because lift stations, they cost a lot of money to maintain and install. The problem is that this lift station has been in for some years now and is close to reaching capacity. And over the last couple of years, Tim and Ryan and the township have been negotiating an agreement, because some of our sewer system flows into this lift station, about 40%. And while we do not have a lot of expectation for expansion as far as the sewer system is concerned in that area, the township does. And we want to be able to work with them as best as possible to encourage development, whether it's housing or commercial development within the township, and also recognize that this thing was put in with sort of a handshake agreement where they could avoid putting in quite a bit of force main, and they were able to plug into our gravity mains. in return for that, we allowed them to plug into our gravity mains, and then it just sat for a while, and it's been operating since. But now it's getting to the point where it's reaching capacity, it's running quite often, and we want to recognize that Owosso does have a share in the flow, so we've worked out an agreement. I believe it's now with the city attorney, but as to substance, we're 99% there.
Good news. Good news.
That was all I had. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, City Manager. All right. This then brings us to the next meeting, which would be 2 weeks from now, August 18th, right here, 6:30. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion.
Support.
A motion support. I believe this would be a...
All in favor.
All in favor. Please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed the same.
The ayes have it. Thank you, Amy. Need a
Chris.
That's a nice...
Your truck.